This is Vacation Views with your host, Mark Comfort. Mark and his wife, Mimi, are owners of Cruise Holidays of Kansas City and Comfort Tours and Travel. As they like to say, you deserve a vacation. But more than that, isn't it time to make memories that will last a lifetime? Have you ever looked at a calendar with a picture of a snow-capped mountain reflecting in a mirror-smooth lake? Or maybe a picture of a white sandy beach with turquoise seas beckoning you to dive in? Or have you ever heard the Blue Danube played while you're on the Danube? Look, you can keep dreaming, or you can make your own pictures and memories that will last a lifetime. Stay tuned for Mark Comfort in Vacation Views. Learn what an exciting time you and your family can have on your next vacation. Mark Comfort, coming up next. This special edition of Mark Comfort's Vacation Views is brought to you exclusively by Globus Family of Brands, including Cosmos, Affordable Touring, Monograms, Vacation Packages, and Avalon Waterways, River Cruising. From start to finish, your vacation is carefree, so what are you waiting for? Come with me. Walk the cobbled stones. Taste the Chianti. Feel the Mediterranean breeze. Smell the freshest air. Hold a piece of history in your hands. And see the world as Globus sees it.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Mark Comfort, your host, and it is March Madness. It is March. Oh, my Lord, let's get some warm weather. What do you say? I can't wait. Everybody's so sick of winter, we're all ready for spring. And I guess spring is coming. If you think about it tonight, when the time springs forward, that's pretty cool. Hey, guess what? Also with March Madness, I have never done this in my 20 years. And by the way, March 13th, 20 years ago, I started this radio show. So how cool is that? Vacation Views. I've been doing this 20 years. That's just amazing to me. And to celebrate, what I've done is this entire show is sponsored by the Globus family of brands, and you are going to hear about the world that Globus covers, and Globus family of brands covers the entire world. And hey, with me right now is Robin Piper. Robin is our wonderful representative from the Globus family of brands, and today is Robin's birthday. So, Robin, welcome to Vacation Views, and happy birthday.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Are you going to celebrate tonight, Robin?
My birthday is sort of like a whole month-long process.
Hey, I resemble that remark. I think that's how it should be for everybody. Well,
exactly.
Hey, let's talk about Globus. This is so much fun. I've never done this before. Robin, you talked me into dedicating this entire hour so my listening audience can hear all about the world that Globus covers. So, Robin, first of all, tell us about the four brands that fall within the Globus family of brands.
Well, absolutely. You know, we are so pleased. We're celebrating our 90th year. You know, you talked about being on the radio for 20 years, and I know you've got another big anniversary of the agency coming up. But for 90 years, we've been kind of on the cutting edge of what is new, what the traveling public wants. And that was kind of how we came about with the four brands that are known as the Globus family of brands. So, of course, our originator was the Globus brand, and that's our fully escorted first-class touring product. And then we have Cosmos, which is our more budget-friendly. If you don't need a mint on your pillow at night or turn-down service every night, Cosmos is a great way to see the world and get more trips in a little quicker. And then we have Monograms, who's one of our newest brands, and that's our more independent-style travel. I love this for so many reasons. We go all over the world, but if you, maybe you've been to the destination before, or maybe you're with somebody who doesn't, you know, who's a little bit more fly by the seat of their pants. We've got that for you, that concept, and you also have a local host with you. So you can use them as much or as little as you'd like, and it really gives you the opportunity to explore on your own, but still have all the logistics taken care of for you. And then, of course, we have Avalon Waterways, which is our small ship sailing on the rivers of Europe and Southeast Asia. And a little preview, we've got a new place that we're going that my colleague Jen will talk about here in a little bit.
Hey, and we are, we've got a great show, so hang in there. You're going to love the show. We are literally going to go around the world with vacation destinations, literally all over the world, from Australia, New Zealand, to Ireland, to safaris in Africa. Hey, and you know what? Maybe even to our national parks here in the United States. How about that? A lot of times we forget to promote how much this country has to offer when it comes to vacations. And Robin, what was it last year? Was last year the 100th anniversary of the National Park System?
I believe so, yes. And so, you know, the National Parks are such a treasure that I think sometimes we all get caught up in our lives and we think about going to Mexico or we think about going somewhere, you know, somewhere else. And I think it's something that you truly need to put on your bucket list. They are there for us to go see. And the reason I love talking about Globus and Cosmos to these destinations is that everybody gets to see what they came for. If you were like me and you did a lot of road trips when you were a kid, the person who was driving didn't always get to see what the rest of us got to see. And I think with the Globus family of brands, the great part about it is we have these great professional drivers, we have these fantastic tour directors that can tell you what rock formation you're looking at. And why it's historical and why it's important and what's going on in our national park. So I think it's a great opportunity to, take in this natural beauty.
Hey, Robin, and one thing you just said that I really want to touch on for a second is your tour directors. Everybody knows that you can do a trip on your own. You can drive. But everybody that's ever done a hosted tour with a company like Globus knows that tour director will absolutely make that trip for you. There is so much you will learn, like you say, about rock formations, about history, about the culture, about whatever it might be. There's so much more that you can learn when you have a good tour director. And buying power has its privileges, and there's nobody bigger in the world than Globus family of brands. And so you have the abilities to get the best tour directors and then find the right hotels or accommodations anywhere and everywhere in the world. Isn't that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And I don't want to pass by the other thing that we offer with our brands, those local favorites. You know, when I go, if I were to plan my own vacation, I would not know how to get a chuck wagon cookout in Jackson, Wyoming. You know, those kinds of things are included. They're always included. They're never extra. And those local favorites are the things that our clients and your clients, of course, they talk about the most when they get back from vacation.
Well, there's so much to see in this United States of America. And I know I spend so much time on this radio show talking about international destinations. And candidly, that's what this program is designed to do, is to give you ideas about where in the world you might want to go for an upcoming vacation. And hey, Robin, with that said, I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk to Jen Hallbreth, who is the Director of National Accounts. We're going to talk about a couple of really fun subjects and really fun parts of the world. First of all, with your brand Avalon Waterways that, you know, we all love. These river cruises have gotten so popular. And then we're going to segment at the bottom half of the hour into Italy, but not just the regular Italy that you know. We're going to talk about off the beaten path of Italy, where you might want to think about going if you've already been to Rome and Florence and Venice and some of the other places in that wonderful country of Italy. So listen, stay tuned. This is Mark Comfort Vacation Views. We will be right back with the Globus family of brands.
This special edition of Mark Comfort's Vacation Views is brought to you exclusively by Globus family of brands, including Cosmos, Affordable Touring, Monogram, Vacation Packages, and Avalon Waterways, River Cruising. From start to finish, your vacation is carefree. So what are you waiting for? Come with me. Walk the cobbled stones. Taste the Chianti. Feel the Mediterranean breeze. Smell the freshest air. Hold a piece of history in your hands. and see the world as Globus sees it.
Welcome back to Vacation Views. It's March Madness time. It's Robin's birthday time, and it's Globus Family of Brands time. And in 20 years, I've never had anybody sponsor the entire show like this. But one of the reasons why the Globus Family of Brands opted to do this or wanted to do this, they're such a great partners of ours and have been since day one for Mimi and I here at Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours. But one of the reasons is because Avalon Waterways, which is the river cruise company owned by the Globus Family of Brands, has just announced that they are now open for 2019 bookings. And I have the pleasure of having the Director of National Accounts, Miss Jen Halbuth, on air with me right now. Jen, welcome to Vacation Views.
Thank you so much, Mark. So happy to be on with you and the listeners.
You know, it seemed like I'm still writing on my checks when I do write a check, 2017. And now we're going to be talking about 2019 for a little bit. Bookings are now open for Avalon River Cruises. Is that correct for 2019?
That is correct. That is correct. We can take your bookings now. But maybe before we get into some of the new stuff and to also make the listeners wait, we do have some great opportunities still for 18. So if those of you out there who have been hearing about river cruising, I'm sure you know about it more and more over the last couple of years. There's a lot of us out there doing some advertising. We just got done with a TV flight. We were on HGTV and the Travel Channel. So we're out there trying to spread the good word. And so for all you listeners out there that have been saying, gosh, do I want to give this a try? Yes, you do. And you can still do it in 18.
You know, and by the way, I would ask anybody listening today, if river cruising is not on your bucket list, or you think it's not on your bucket list, let me please ask you to reconsider. There is the highest satisfaction rate in river cruising than in any other segment of the vacation industry. And then, you know, it's just unbelievable how fast this river cruise industry is growing, which really tells you, and me, most certainly, we see it all the time, why river cruising is so popular. And if you've never ever thought you would like it, please, please, it's so uniquely different than an ocean cruise, maybe if you don't like ocean cruises. Yet, in one way, it's even better than the tours because you don't have to pack and unpack. It's just the river cruise vessels are your floating resort. Jen, what makes river cruising so popular before we go into some of the other things that are going on with Avalon Waterways? What makes river cruising?
You really touched upon it, Mark. It really is the best of both worlds. You get that kind of unpack once that you get with a cruise where you kind of have a floating hotel, you're not moving around, but you get in destination, in land, into some of the towns that honestly we don't even aren't able to touch upon on a tour. When you get into a town like Rüdesheim, you know, we could never overnight on a tour in Rüdesheim. It's just too small. There's not hotels large enough to accommodate. But since we are, you know, on the river, we can go ahead and bring guests, clients, travelers to these amazing little towns throughout Europe. And of course, we go to Southeast Asia. But that is really what people like about it. The ease of a cruise, the immersion of a tour, it truly is the perfect combination.
Jen, what is it that I've heard? I just love it. I don't know who coined it, but I love it, that ocean cruises take you to countries, river cruises take you through countries. And there's a lot of difference there, isn't there?
There's a lot of difference. And again, an ocean cruise is a great experience, those of you out there who have done it. But particularly, say you've cruised Alaska, or maybe you've actually cruised Europe before. You cruise for the destination. You know, you're not cruising maybe for, you know, the Caribbean just warm, or maybe for the ship. We're talking people that really like to cruise to a destination to see it. But you simply cannot get to the interior of Europe on an ocean cruise. I mean, I know they do a good job, they try, but really, if you have done some European ocean cruising and you're ready to get into the interior, I mean, you look at how complex a continent Europe is, how varied it is, you know, country by country, and you can literally, on a river cruise, sail through three or four different countries on one trip.
It's just a marvelous experience because, again, Jen, all of the ships have to be the same size. They can only be as big as the smallest lock, so they're mandated their size. And in most cases, what, Jen, 160 people, give or take a little bit, is average for a river cruise?
Yep, that's about the average. And we actually at Avalon have a few ships that are only 110 meters, and those only have 128 people. And so when you think about if you've ocean cruised and gotten off with thousands of people, when you pull up into a tiny little town and you are literally tied up, The bridge comes out, you walk, and within 5 minutes, you are sitting down and ordering a coffee in a cafe. It really is that. The proximity to land is really that close.
It truly is. And a lot of times at night, even after dinner, the ships will stay in the town. So you, in most cases, you're docked right there in the heart of the city. You can go back in and, you know, over in Europe, those cities, those places don't wake up till 9 or 10 o'clock at night. So much fun. Hey, Jen. The satisfaction rating is just off the roof. I think I've heard it's 97% to 98%,
yep.
Something like it's just incredible. Now, we are getting more and more younger people all the time hearing about river cruises, but candidly, they come and they ask us if it's just for old people. How would you address that comment if somebody asked you that was, say, in their 40s?
Right. I think the 40s are actually probably the sweet spot for who should be river cruising. Yes, if you look at some of our longer cruises, our 14, 16, 20-day cruises, the average age is going to be, obviously higher, mostly because of time and money, right? But when we look at our shorter cruises, our 7-night cruises, or maybe our Christmastime cruises, we have seen the average age come down every single year. And I will tell you, there will be no more fun vacation you will have. If you get a couple of couples together in their 40s, go on, you get your drinks included, wine and beer with dinner and lunch. It's a very economical, even though the price point might look like it's more than an ocean cruise, everything is included. Your sightseeing and really great dinners, and you don't have to pay extra for specialty dining. So we have found when people do finally go and say, hey, let's do this together, it's great. And, another thing happens that I think people don't think about, but also is one of the most beautiful aspects of river cruising is that, yes, you do get a mix of clientele age-wise, but there's a psychographic or a common love for travel and discovering, and they bond. I mean, some of the most amazing things I've seen on a river cruise is someone in their, 70s telling their life story to someone in their 40s, or maybe someone's coming with their grandchildren in their 20s. And this bond happens and this connection happens that is really made possible on a river cruise because it's such an intimate setting. So it's a really special, special way to travel.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And I think to the people who are out there wondering what there is to do that's active, there's hiking, there's biking, there's so much to do that's active in these areas.
Yes, thank you for saying that, because I have to say, truly, all the river cruise operators are trying to make sure that river cruising is a little more active. Most of us have bikes on boards. Most of us offer some level of maybe biking excursions. But Avalon Waterways introduced in 2017, and then, of course, for 2018, introduced the Rhine. We have two what we call active discovery cruises, active discovery on the Rhine and on the Danube. And what these are is they're truly unique cruises. They're not just, one excursion. You literally could do an active inclusion in every port on every day. We hike above the woods above Vienna. You get to canoe on the Danube. You get to, but then we have, discovery experiences. Go to a painting class in Amsterdam. So we have really taken that active to another level and created truly unique product on the rivers. And we're seeing it's great for multi-generational. So if you got a listener out there and you're a grandparent and you're thinking, gosh, what can I do with my kids and my grandkids to really have an amazing vacation where we're all going to be able to do what is, comfortable for us, but also together as a family. And I'm telling you, look at Active Discovery Cruises from Avalon because it will make everybody happy.
Hey, now, and then let's go on the other direction. I think what's so great about these river cruises is for some people, there are times in their life, I know, like when I had my hip replaced in 2014, I went on a river cruise, I think it was 5 or 6 months, about 6 months after that, and I was slowed down, and I couldn't do some of those hiking and biking things. But you know what? There were tours designed for everybody. I'm not too embarrassed to admit, I did the gentle walkers or the slower walkers tours, and thank goodness those were available.
Yeah, there's a lot of choice, and you really get to choose what you want to do and at what pace you want to do it. I mean, honestly, we've even seen people that their mobility is really limited, and they can't really get off in port like they'd like, but a river cruise still can take them through Europe in a way that would be very hard on a tour and impossible on an ocean cruise. We've had some people literally come on ship and really never leave the ship, but because of the sailing, some of the daytime sailing, like when you sail through the Rhine Gorge, because the food is so great, because the commentary from the cruise director is so great, they could still come on a river cruise and have a pretty complete vacation.
And I agree 100%. And there's a lot of times, hey, all of us, sometimes maybe we're just not feeling 100% right, or our energy is after we stayed up too late the night before.
There you go. One of the questions we get is what time the bar closes on an Avalon ship, and that is when the last guest goes to bed, and that is a true story.
It is, and you know, a lot of people that think it's a quiet experience. I've been on several of them that were a lot of fun into the wee hours of the morning, but that's why they made cappuccino, I think. So.
Exactly, yes, the free cappuccino machines throughout the ship. You can get coffee any time of day, and a cookie if you need it. Completely complimentary.
And, hey, Jen, because we've talked about the intimacy, because I love that about that 150 to 160 people or less. People get to know people very, very quickly. The ships are very small. They have the top deck. You know, normally there's just three levels on all these ships.
Mm-hmm.
The top level is an open deck, commonly called the sun deck or the outside deck. And a lot of times it's just so much fun because some of those places you actually you have to go down or sit down and they bring the bridge down to go under those rock bridges. It's great. I love it. But it is definitely the truth, what you said earlier, and want everybody to hear this. When you go on a river cruise, you know some of the names of the cities like Budapest or perhaps Prague or Amsterdam. What you'll come home with are these little cities that you'd never heard of, like Melk and places like that, that are just stick most in your memories. And that's really true. It's sometimes the places that you've never heard of, isn't it, that you remember the most?
Yes, definitely. And I think that's what so many people come back with and are surprised, like, oh, I didn't realize I would like this city that much. Or it really is the smaller towns that end up being the best memories.
Okay, now, Jen, so 2019, people have to realize that this is the other thing where river cruising is considerably different than ocean cruising. When ocean cruises, a lot of times in the peak seasons, will sell out 6 months or so before they actually have the sailing. River cruises many times sell out 9 months, even 12 months in advance for those peak seasons, don't they?
Yes, because, again, we're talking 128 or 166 people on a ship. There's not as many berths, right? And we don't obviously have as many ships as some of our competitors, as well as some of the ocean cruise lines. So it's definitely, if you're a planner, if you know there's a specific river or a specific time of year that you really want to go, it's really important to pay attention when we open early, like we are now, and get that sailing for yourself. And that's why we're open now, but still selling 18. It's really, we're selling river cruising all the time now. So you can seize a last-minute opportunity as well as plan out ahead to get the perfect sailing at the perfect time.
Yeah, it's really true. And I think a lot of times people think, well, if I wait a little bit, I'll get a better deal. Well, usually the opposite happens. It's so hard.
Yeah. We definitely say do not wait because, yeah, you might get lucky. Maybe there's a sailing that perfectly matches what you want to do. But chances are what we try and do is we offer our best incentives to book early, and then, you know, it gets spotty as the year goes on, especially if I'm telling you that, you know, we had some pent-up demand, I think, for travel overall, especially to Europe. We're seeing it play out. Our load factors are moving earlier and earlier, so if you're listening and you're contemplating a river cruise for 19, I definitely encourage you to not wait. But if you do want to give it a try this year, I mean, maybe you're someone who does can have the luxury of traveling once a year. Go ahead and give it a try this year and then see where you want to go. People have said once they get on, they're like, where to next? What river next? You know, and so you get hooked pretty quickly.
You really do. And Jen, we see this in our business every year. It is just amazing where we try so hard in many cases if people have the time and the budget to do, you know, the Rhine and the Danube are always the two rivers that most people want to do. One of those two rivers first. Well, our comment is, why don't you do both of them first with just one airfare? And if the time and budget is there, we can do that for you. Now, after the Rhine and or the Danube, Jen, what rivers do you find become the next most popular rivers?
Yep, they're both in France. So we either see people want to go south France on the Rhone, they want to go to Arles, they want to hear about Van Gogh, they want to, you know, see the lavender fields, drink the wine. I mean, south of France, the food and the wine is pretty spectacular. I'm sure you would agree.
I would.
So that is, and then the next is the Seine, our Paris to Normandy trip. And that is really good for history buffs. I think a great multi-generational trip as well. You go to Giverny Gardens, you see Rouen, you learn about Joan of Arc. We take you out to the Normandy landing beaches. We do a very touching, emotional ceremony out there with a local expert. And it really, I mean, people have come back from that trip and says it's changed their life. It's just been that phenomenal. And what's nice about that trip is it's round trip Paris. So your air is usually going to be a little bit more economical. And a lot of people extend before or after in Paris because it's such a remarkable city. So I would say those are the next two destinations.
Oh, very, very definitely. And I'll tell you what, I've done both those rivers, the Saône and Rhône down south in France, and then the Seine River going up to Normandy. And by the way, that Normandy, perhaps, Jen, was the most patriotic I have ever felt in my life. It was so incredibly touching to be there and to see the cemetery there and to be on Omaha Beach and just mm-hmm. to think what happened and how the world could have been so different had that not happened, had we not won or the Allies not won at that time. It's literally changed the world. So how cool is that to be able to experience something like that? And then those places, like my wife, I'm not into art or artists, but my wife is. She stopped in to see in Giverny, I think. Is that Monet?
Monet's Gardens, yes. It's a highlight of that trip, and people just love it.
She did. She just loved it. And I thought, how cool is that? And I went out to see Napoleon's, I don't know, whatever he called it, at one of his winter palaces or something. And I just love the history part. So there's just so much to see. And then, Jen, there's Portugal on the Douro River, if people want to do that. There's just so many rivers that are out there right now. Vietnam, of course, on the Mekong.
Yeah, Southeast Asia. So we have the best ships on the Mekong and the Irrawaddy in Myanmar. Only 36 guests, 18 staterooms. The suites are actually even larger than what they are in Europe. The crew is amazing, and it's a very culturally immersive vacation. So for those of you out there that are true travelers, have a very long bucket list, have done some of the more exotic, or maybe have already cruised a lot of the rivers in Europe, I encourage you to put that destination on your list next because it is everybody. What they say, yes, the ship's great, the crew's great, it's beautiful, but every person who has gone to that part of the world has come back and said, it is the people. Every time they get off on land and are interacting with the locals, which there's a lot of it in that product, the children and the people, just so warm, so welcoming. I mean, it literally has, you know, it's just like people feel like their hearts were just open the entire time. And that's what you look for when you go on a vacation, right? You just want to relax, recharge, and connect with, you know, another part of the world, make you feel like we're all kind of the same when you get down to it, right?
Well, I mean, we really are. That is so true. Now, for those of you that don't know where Myanmar is or what it is, that was the former country called Burma, if that helps you. So, hey, Jen, is there a new destination perhaps that maybe you want to talk about that Avalon might be going to next year?
Yeah, let's turn our attention to some of the new stuff in 2019. So, yeah, we're thrilled to introduce that we're going to be going into India on the Ganges. So we, again, are going to sail on a really nice, you know, intimate ship there. We're happy to have another exotic destination in our portfolio because, frankly, I mean, I know there's a lot of listeners that maybe have not been on their first river cruise, but we are finding people now have done 6, 8, 10 river cruises. They're looking for what next. And so we're happy to introduce India in 2019.
I think that's so exciting. I did that itinerary, and it is fabulous. I came away with a whole new understanding of India and that incredible country in so many ways. And anywhere else, Jen, that we haven't talked about that we should talk about?
Well, I mean, I think I want to talk about just a little bit. Well, let's talk a little bit about why Avalon. I'm sure, you know, we always say this. Every river cruise line is great, honestly. If you go on a river cruise, you're going to have a great time. But why might you select Avalon? We've talked about some of the destinations, but I want to talk a little bit about hardware because hardware can be sexy. You know, we surveyed our past guests, and this is an amazing stat I'm going to share with you because truly it's, you know, the data will set you free and it's non-emotional, right? But 95% of our past guests, travelers, said they prefer the Avalon's Panorama Suites to all other cruise line cabins. Now, that's not just River Cruise. All other cruise line cabins. Why? Because it is the largest standard stateroom in river cruising. It is a full 200 square feet, but the entire wall is a window. So imagine your entire wall of your stateroom being a window, and it opens 7 feet wide, and your bed is facing the view. So you literally are sitting in your stateroom and castles, and you're sailing by castles, and you're letting that air come in, and it's very spacious. And you know, for the third consecutive year, Cruise Critic named Avalon the best stateroom in river cruising. So it really delivers in terms of a comfortable accommodation. And we're really proud of that. And what we're most proud of is that 19, our entire fleet, is the suite ships. So 80% of our staterooms are that beautiful 200-square-foot panorama suite. This is not with a suite that is reserved only for the people that can pay extra. This is what you get when you sail with Avalon. So that's an important announcement.
The beds facing the windows, the beds with a view, that's what you've seen on TV. And I'll tell you, that has been such a tremendously impactful commercial, because we have people literally that come into our office and say, I want that river cruise line where the beds face the windows. I want to be able to see out.
Yeah.
I think that's so great.
It is truly unique to us. I mean, we launched our first panorama, the panorama in 2011, and we have been working tirelessly to make sure that is, what is truly unique with us. And now we're proud to say our entire fleet, you can get the panorama suite. Now, in terms of another new cruise, I talked about Active Discovery earlier, right? And you asked me the question, after the Rhine, after the Danube, where next? Well, we have now introduced an Active Discovery cruise on the Rhone in France.
Oh, that's so
cool.
So
we're very excited about that, because now really we feel like we have pretty good coverage to go and experience that Active Discovery cruise.
Jen, let me do this. Let me interrupt you because we have to take a break, but I want you to stay on and let's remember that thought.
Okay,
and we'll continue that as soon as we get on. Hey, everybody, this is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. Thank you so much for listening. And you know what? You deserve a great vacation. You deserve an Avalon River Cruise vacation. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
This special edition of Mark Comfort's Vacation Views is brought to you exclusively by Globus Family of Brands, including Cosmos, Affordable Touring, Monograms, Vacation Packages, and Avalon Waterways, River Cruising.
Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host, and you know what? You do deserve a great vacation. You deserve a Globus Family of Brands vacation. And right now I've got Miss Jen Hallbreth with me talking about Avalon Waterways, truly one of my favorite river cruise lines. They just deliver such great satisfaction. And Jen, we were talking a little bit about why Avalon. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons why. I love that beds facing the window. But I also think we ought to talk just a second about the incredible service that people get while they're on an Avalon River cruise.
Yes. I mean, we hear time and time again when we get our surveys back, when we hear that people are amazed at how warm and welcoming the crew is. I mean, if you think about, if you want to know what kind of service experience you'll have on Avalon, we have a term we love to kind of throw out there called relaxed luxury. We feel that the river cruise segment alone is kind of it's an upmarket experience. But we wouldn't call Avalon a luxury experience, but a relaxed luxury, really warm, really welcoming. You're amazed at how quickly they remember your name. You're so encouraged by how authentic their service and kindness and happiness is. They truly are who deliver our product. I mean, we can be back here, in the States doing the marketing, planning the trips, but at the end of the day, our crew is our brand. Our crew is Avalon, and they're amazing.
Oh, they really are. And I'll tell you what, I've always said, even great food tastes better when the service is great. And that's really true, too, isn't it? Because the food is so good on Avalon, but it's even better when you get that great service.
Yeah, and it really is, like I said, it's such an inclusive style of travel. You get amazing, expansive buffet breakfast every morning. At lunch, the soups and the variety of food at lunch, and then dinner, a 4 or 5 course meal with appetizers and, soup and main course and amazing desserts. I mean, you get a lot of variety, and you don't ever have to pay extra to dine in a different restaurant. You get the same amazing food no matter when or where you dine on Avalon.
I love the river cruise experience. And that's why I said to everybody the last segment, I hope if you've not put a river cruise on your bucket list, please let me so strongly encourage you to do so. And by the way, March 27th, So 17 days from today, Tuesday night, we will have a river cruise seminar and sail with five of the leading river cruise lines in the world that will be at our offices. That will be Robin Piper with Avalon Waterways. And I so strongly encourage you, if you have not thought about doing a river cruise, you ought to think. You ought to come to this event and learn and hear more, because Jen, you've done a great job talking about Avalon Waterways. I want to switch the subject to Italy. Is there anything else that we missed with Avalon Waterways that you wanted to add before we switch to Italy?
No. I think you gave me a great opportunity to talk about all the, you know, unique things we have going on. I encourage you, listeners, to go to the River Cruise Night that Mark just said, or reach out to them just one-on-one and ask a little bit more about this segment. I mean, we really are have gotten to a level of where there's enough differentiation. We don't make sense for everybody. We understand that. What we want is the right cruiser on our ship. So ask the questions. Mark and Mimi, they're the experts. Their team is remarkable. So make sure you reach out to them. Let them guide you to the right cruise, because once you go on, I'm telling you, you might not ever vacation any other way again. Except for you can't river cruise everywhere. Like, we don't river cruise in Italy.
Oh, boy, you did that so well. So, hey, one thing I want to set this segment up talking about Italy. It's one of my favorite countries in the world. It's one of everybody's favorite countries in the world that goes there. But it seems like what happens is, and I was talking your boss, Jen, Paula Hayes, at a meeting we had at Marco Island in January, and we were talking about so many people go to Italy, and they do what you would think they would do, what everybody does, Rome, Florence, and Venice. And then what happens is, what do you do the next time you want to go back to this incredible country? And she said, Mark, we have hit a home run. We have introduced the new off-the-beaten-piazza trips. So, Jen, tell us a little bit about that. I've got the brochure in front of me. This is so exciting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm telling you, Americans love Italy. They can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And if you really look at the country, it is so varied. The difference from south to north, the food is different, the people are different, the fashion, the topography, everything is different. You literally could go to Italy 5 or 6 times and still just be scratching the surface. So that's what we discovered is, obviously, a lot of times people's first time to Italy is with a tour. They've never been. They don't know the language. They really want to see it and do a lot. They want to get into the Colosseum. They want to go to the Vatican Museum. And then, well, maybe the next time they go and rent a villa, or they try and do it on their own. But you know what? Italy's got too much going on to do it on your own. Yes, you'll have a nice time, but if you're going to go and just pick a home base and kick it, I say do some sun and fun. If you're going to go to Italy, you got to go see something. So what we did is we dug in on our portfolio, and we discovered we did already have quite a few tours. We had Gems of Umbria and Tuscany. We had Northern Italy's Highlights in Cinque Terre. But we still needed more product, so we created new product. We did a deep dive in Sicily. We go into, you know, what we call Apulia, the heel of Italy. And we've showcased these off-the-beaten-path, and we did a little analysis. And outside of Rome, Florence, and Venice, we really lead the way. We stay in 20 off-the-beaten-piazza, off-the-beaten-path destinations, places like Lucca and Parma and Bari and Marsala and, you know, Montecatini. And so we brought these forward to say, hey, if you're trying to do Italy on your own, come back and do a tour with us, because it's still a very complex, varied country to get through. It's, you know, to just drive around on your own, you're going to miss a lot. So come back with us. Let us show you the way like we did the first time. And the results have been phenomenal. Travelers are responding. They're coming back to Italy. They're coming back on a Globus or Cosmos tour, and we couldn't be happier.
Oh, it's so funny. Paula said it's a home run. And so I know what that means. Hey, and I'm looking at this brochure right now. One of my favorite places in Italy, Jen, is that Northern Lake region right in the, you know, in the foothills of the Alps, you know, the Swiss and Italian Alps, Lake Como, Lake Garda, Lake Maggiore. Those places are breathtakingly beautiful.
They are, and we actually have a very unique tour on the Cosmos side. Like Robin mentioned, it's a more value brand, but I'm telling you, we have some very unique product in the Cosmos portfolio that is not replicated anywhere else, not even in the Globus portfolio, and we have a magic of the Italian lakes. tour with Cosmos. And I'm telling you, people, everyone who takes this tour loves it. They go exactly to those three lakes that you mentioned. I mean, it is just exactly what you think of, you know, George Clooney and, you know, like Italian resort towns. It's like, you know, you can really go see how the other half lives.
We did that, and it was so funny. We took, you know, a boat ride on Lake Como, of course, and when the cruise director was saying, okay, now let me show you. Are you all ready to see George Clooney's house? And, you know, all the girls started primping and got their cameras out. It was just hilarious. But that is such a beautiful part of the world. If you like mountains and you like lakes in a mountain setting, there's not arguably any place better in the entire world than that. Hey, let's go to the other end, the south end of Italy. One of my favorite places in all of Italy is Taormina in Sicily. And isn't that that Sicily area, isn't that just a beautiful, unique place in Italy, too?
It is beautiful. And like I said, we introduced a brand new tour there that is just a deep dive on Sicily alone. I mean, it is, every town is more different than the other. I mean, you just really get a varied topography no matter where you go in Italy. You only have to travel a short amount of time, and you feel like you're in a completely different place. So, yeah, that is great. And then if we go further back up onto the mainland, into the boot, you go to places, obviously you can go to Naples and go see the ruins of Pompeii, get over to the other coast and go to Abrobello and see the Trulli houses, you know, those little white conical houses, go to Bari and Lecce and really see a part of Italy that not a lot of people go to. And, we make it so easy, and you get to see and do and learn a lot.
And Italy, like you say, is just a special country. So if you think that you have to do it on your own, well, you don't. And I would love, and I'd so strongly encourage you, if this is of interest to you, give us a call at any time. Matter of fact, we're open today until 3 o'clock. You can call us at 816-505-1500, 505-1500, and let us help you plan that perfect Italy vacation for you. I mean, truly, there is something for everyone. And Jen, I just wanted to say thank you so much for joining me today. Is there anything else you'd like to give our wonderful listeners here in the Midwest some words of wisdom when it comes to vacationing?
Yes, do it. Get out there and don't put it off another year. Because you know what? No matter what, our bucket list is infinite. You can never get every place that you want to go. And the more effort you put into it's, you know, we had this line there that we used in marketing years ago that is still one of my favorite lines. Travel is the only thing you buy that makes you richer. And all right? So every dollar spent on travel, you're actually depositing into your emotional and your memory bank. It truly pays it forward. You have those memories with your family, and you will never regret it.
I love that. Say that one more time. That is fabulous.
Yes, travel is the only thing you buy that will make you richer.
Oh, man, that's so good. I think I'm going to make that my slogan. Is that copyrighted?
No, we don't use it anymore. Use away.
Okay, good. Don't tell anybody, Jen, I'm going to be using it. Jen Hallbreth, thank you so much. Gosh, you're such a professional. We enjoy you so much. We appreciate our partnership with your company, the Globus family of brands. You know, we've known your Vice President of Sales, Paula Hayes, literally for almost our entire 30 years. Your president, Scott Nesbitt, he is just a class act, and you guys do things right, and I want to say thank you for that,
Jen. Oh, right back at you, Mark. We love being a partner with you, and you listeners are in good hands. Go to Mark. Let him book you a trip. Let him book you a river cruise, and you'll be a happy camper.
And vacations are the only thing that you pay for that make you richer. Did I say that right?
Well, we just say travel, but yes, vacations.
I'm a vacation expert, so
yeah,
I'm going to say
vacations. Exactly.
There we go. Hey, Jen, thanks so much for joining me, and I appreciate it. We shall talk to you soon. Stay tuned, everybody. When we get back, we're going to talk to Robin Piper more about the wonderful world of vacations. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. I'll be right back.
This special edition of Mark Comfort's Vacation Views is brought to you exclusively by Globus family of brands, including Cosmos, Affordable Touring, Monograms, Vacation Packages, and Avalon Waterways, River Cruising. From start to finish, your vacation is carefree. So what are you waiting for? Come with me. Walk the cobbled stones. Taste the Chianti. Feel the Mediterranean breeze. Smell the freshest air. Hold a piece of history in your hands. And see the world as Globus sees it.
We Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host, and we are talking about the wonderful world of vacations and the wonderful world of vacations done by Globus Family of Brands. If you're just tuning in now, we had a chance. We just talked with the Director of National Accounts, Jen Holbruth, about Italy and some of the very, very, very unique itineraries that Globus Family of Brands has in that wonderful country of Italy. Before that, we talked about Avalon Waterways and that 2019 bookings are now open. We talked about the fact there's still availability in 2018 if you want to do a river cruise. And we also invited you to join us on March 27th for our Avalon and actually entire river cruise night. We will have five different River Cruise Line vendors, including Robin Piper, who's on air with me right now, talking about what makes their River Cruise Line so unique. And you will learn more that night than any other time you could learn about river cruises. Hey, Robin Piper, welcome back to Vacation Views, and happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you so much. It's always nice to celebrate with you and your listeners.
And now all of the Midwest knows it's your birthday, so wish we could all get you presents. Hey, Robin, we've talked about Italy. We've talked about Avalon Waterways. But, you know, the Globus Family of Brands, with your Globus, your Monograms, your Cosmos divisions, you go all over the world. African safaris are something you do. People forget that you all do Africa and do the safaris, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, it's one of our best, our best products. I love it because we stay in luxury tented camps. We're taking you, you know, to some of the places that a quote unquote luxury supplier to Africa would provide for you, but at a fraction of the cost because we have so much buying power. It really does help us. So with Monograms, if you're doing something, every two passengers become their own little tour group. So you have a private host that is going to take you on your sightseeing. You'll have your own vehicle for your game drives. And then you can also select from good, better, and best hotels. I mean, our good hotels are fantastic. The next two levels up will blow your mind. I mean, it is amazing. We do the luxury tented camp. You can actually do, we have some properties that are in the Serengeti. They overlook the Serengeti and have private plunge pools. That, to me, is an amazing way to see this part of the world.
Boy, and if you've never done a safari, please, 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 you've got to do a safari. Even those of you that think you won't like animals and what happens in the jungle, you know, you will. Everybody does. I've loved it. Of my 100-plus trips, my four safaris rank literally in my top five trips ever. Hey, Robin, now I'm going to switch continents. I just got thinking, I'm looking through the South America brochure. I'm going to admit now in front of my entire audience that I am a very good husband at least one night a week, and that's the night when the Bachelor or Bachelorette is on. And last week, the Bachelor, in its finale, was filmed in Cuzco, Peru, and they did one of the dates that the guy did with his last two choices of ladies was he took her to Machu Picchu. And, oh, I've been there before, and I got to tell you, I just smiled from ear to ear about that because that is such a very, very special place, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And, you know, there are so many little things that we put together to make these vacations even more impressive. For example, when you're traveling to Machu Picchu, we actually include two entries. Most companies do not do that. So the first day we take you there and you get kind of acclimated to the altitude, and we actually stay in Cusco that night. The next day we have your tour directors and your local hosts. They will take you back in. Some people want to do, you know, sunrise at Machu Picchu. Other people want to sleep a little bit longer. But then that day, you're fully acclimated. You've got the flexibility to really experience Machu Picchu in all of its glory. So, you know, I love things like that. Even when we talk about South America and we talk about Iguazu Falls, we're the only tour operator that stays at the Belmond Hotel, which is inside the Iguazu Falls National Park, which gives you extra access to the falls at night and in the morning before anybody else gets into the national park. So little things like that really, really go a long way with our customers.
Oh, it makes all the difference in the world. And what was it just a few weeks ago, you and Your destination specialist of South America, Kim Vincent, was in Kansas City, and we were promoting the trip that I'm going to host next February, and that is to the South America vineyards, where we will start in Buenos Aires. We'll go into the Mendoza wine region right at the eastern foothills of the Andes Mountains. Then we'll fly to Santiago, Chile, go down south to Santa Cruz. That's the Napa Valley of Chile in the western foothills of the Andes Mountains. And, oh, my gosh, people have loved that very, very unique itinerary. But wasn't that fun to see how excited everybody was about that destination?
Absolutely. You know, when you're in travel like we've been, and I'm celebrating my 22nd year in the business, you have this love of travel that you sometimes can't express to other people. It was so great to be with your guests and people who are going to be going on this trip with you that are so excited about travel as well. So this is truly, you know, we put together two great things, great wines and great travel. Well, actually three things and great company. So I think it'll be a fantastic trip. You're going right at the perfect time next February 15th. So the weather will be fantastic. And it's going to be a trip to remember. It's a customized trip. It's very exclusive, just to Cruise Holidays. So if you're interested in that region of the world, this is definitely the trip for you.
Yeah, get a hold of our office at any time. Like I said, we're open today until 3, 816-505-1500, 816-505-1500. Or, hey, go to our website, cruiseholidayskc.com. That's cruiseholidayskc.com, and go to the group section. You can find out all about these. And then sticking in the continent of South America, Galapagos Islands. Robin, how about that? That's a fabulous destination, too.
Absolutely. What a unique destination, not just with the wildlife that is obviously, you can see things there that you can't see anywhere else in the world, but the vessel that, you know, part of it is going to be on a cruise. And so that's a very unique experience as well. So, I mean, it's just one of those things that, you know, if you're listening out there, maybe you've got a fall wedding. Maybe you've got, you know, something coming up, but maybe you have an anniversary. This is a very amazing destination to share with yourself and maybe some friends and make a nice little trip of it.
You know, and a lot of people like an area like that because you don't have the jet lag of flying east or west like you would to Europe or to Hawaii or South Pacific because it's directly south of us. And there's just so much in that continent of South America. Like you say, that Iguazu Falls, oh my gosh, that is spectacular. By the way, a bunch of our people, we're halfway sold out on that South America Vineyards, but a bunch of our people have asked if we could go to Rio, too, before the Buenos Aires trip starts, go to Rio and then on to Iguazu Falls, then down to Buenos Aires, and we're working that out on the front side of our that hosted South America vacations, and then on the back side, the end of it, we're gonna. I've only got 14 seats, Robin, as you know, but I'm going to go to Easter Island and see that unique place in the world.
And I'm so excited that you're doing that. You know, that truly is a destination that people read about, they might dream about, but it's so amazing because the Moai and how they put together the history, the people who came in and resettled that island, it's really interesting how they had to go backwards in time and try and figure out how everything happened. Because when they got there, there was no inhabitants. But then they slowly put together what they think happened back then. And it's a very interesting story. So I definitely think that if you are a history buff, if you just like to learn about other regions of the world, this is a must-see for you.
And I agree. So if you're interested in that, again, just check us out on our website or give us a call. That's the Mark Comfort hosted trip. February 15th through the 25th is the main trip. South America Vineyards, Buenos Aires to Santiago. And, hey, Robin, I wanted to say thank you to you in the 5 minutes that we have left. You are so good about coming to all the events that we put together and to help us out, like sponsoring this radio show today and letting everybody hear about the world that the Globus family of brands does. And we've only touched on a little bit of it, of course. But like that event that we've got coming up March 27th, 17 days from today, that River Cruise Night, that's a fabulous way for people to learn the unique differences between all of the river cruise lines and to learn whether river cruising is the right kind of vacation for you.
I wholeheartedly agree. I think I can speak for the representatives from the other four companies that will be represented. We all want to find the right customer. We want you to be happy on the cruise line that you select. So we're very upfront. We like to share what makes us special, and if that matches up with what you want to do on your vacation, we'd love to be able to get you on board. And your staff is so good about asking probing questions and looking at people's past history if they've traveled with you before to find out which line is going to be the best opportunity for them to find a great vacation. So it's a great opportunity to have all of us in the same place. This rarely happens around the globe that five representatives from one, you know, five representatives from five different companies all in the same industry would be at the same event. So it's really unique.
Oh, it's just you all are so busy because everybody's wanting your time and attention and wanting you to do these seminars. That's why I really wanted to say thank you publicly for being such a great partner of ours. Globus for so long has supported us and really all we've done, and I really do mean it. I want to say thanks. And buying power has its privileges, too, because a lot of times knowing the right people, having the buying power that we do, if we need to get a wait list cleared, we know the people that can help us with that. There's just so much that relationship, and that's really why people should do business locally. Number one, because we know what we're talking about. You know, you get our people on your river cruises. You get our people on these different hosted vacation options that you have, so we can talk from firsthand experience. And to me, that's absolutely invaluable. And it really is important, isn't it, Robin, from a consumer's point of view, on who you do business with?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have some great partners throughout the country, but, you know, in the Kansas City market and even beyond, you guys have special benefits because of your alliances with travel leaders and, you know, different things like that that can really make the difference in your vacation, whether it's a discount, whether it's having access to somebody like myself, whether it's, you know, I mean, everybody in your office, I think, has me on speed dial. If you ever need me, they always know to call. And it's just a great working relationship being, you know, part of the Globus family and Globus being part of the Cruise Holidays family.
Well, I most certainly thank you. And you know, the other thing, we've got a couple minutes left. I got to tell you, I'm excited. I can't wait till you get back. You have a sales meeting, and it's over in Italy in the what we call the boot heel, like we have here in Missouri, the boot heel of Italy. And aren't you excited about that?
I am so excited. I just got my flight schedule yesterday, and it's going to be a fantastic combination of work and research and a lot of fun. So, you know, we really get along well as a sales team. So I'm really looking forward to toasting a glass to all of our partners and all of our customers throughout the country.
While you're in Italy, I can't wait for you to get back and tell us all about that. And again, Robin, let me say thank you for joining me today on your birthday of all things. Happy birthday. And thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join me today. And again, thank you for everything you do. So happy birthday and have a delightful birthday. Have a very special birthday. You deserve it.
Well, thank you so much and have a great Saturday, everyone.
Okay. That's Robin Piper. We're talking about the Globus family of brands, one of our preferred partners that has been with us. Gosh, they've been in business 90 years. Think about this. We've been in business 30 years. They've been in business three times longer than we have. And you know what? If you think you're not the tour type person, consider the monograms. I did Machu Picchu with monograms, and that's where you only have a tour guide for basically half the day to see and learn about all the sites, and the rest of the day is all yours. What a great way to travel if you're a little bit more independent yet still want to learn a lot. Hey, March 27th, five river cruise lines will be at our office. Okay, starting at 6 o'clock, you do need to RSVP, please, if you want to find out. All of the vendors will be doing seminars, and they will all be bringing sale pricing. March 27th, that's a Tuesday, at the Cruise Holidays office. RSVP, please, at 816-505-1500. 505-1500. And remember, you deserve a great vacation.